Maybe it's the high cost of a house, but in California, having a baby just isn't a priority for a lot of people right now. The state has hit a record low birth rate, even lower than during the Great Depression. And while that means fewer diapers to change, it can also lead to adult-sized economic problems. Here to explain is Joel Kotkin. He's a professor of urban studies at Chapman University. Welcome to Take Two.
My pleasure.
The birth rate is just under 12 births for every 1,000 residents. Why does that seem low to population experts like yourself? And what would be a good, healthy number?
Well, I think certainly something closer to 15, 16 would certainly be sort of historically more in the norm. I think it's pretty clear that what's happening is that the cost of living, the fact that outside of the Bay Area there's been very few high-wage jobs created, and yet the cost of housing and rents have gone way up, people look at their situation and say, I can't afford to have a kid. That's what's leading to this very low birth rate.
Can't afford to have one in California, so they're having their kids somewhere else.
Exactly. I ran into a venture capitalist, actually, at the Houston airport the other day, and he was saying that all his friends who were not in the very, very top echelon, they were all leaving in their early 30s because they simply couldn't see having a family here in California.
Well, then let's get into a few ways that the birth rate can impact our economy. Let's start with the workforce. How is that affected?
Employers are finding it very difficult to hold on to people, let's say, in their 30s. For instance, I visited one architecture firm in Orange County where they literally have set up satellite offices in Dallas and San Antonio for their 30-somethings. They say, you can get a 20-something. They live in Laguna Beach. They're having a great time. But they get into their 30s, and they start thinking about having a family and buying a house. They have to leave. So this company actually has set up its own office, basically, for people who are getting ready to have a family.
Thing is, though, I mean, California's population has been growing slowly over the past few years. Why would it matter, Joel, whether those extra people are kids or grown-ups?
Well, the main thing is the parents are going to have an immediate effect. The parents are people in their 30s going into their prime earning years. And if those people are leaving, you're going to have an economic hit that's going to be quite serious.
Talking to Joel Kotkin. He's a professor of urban studies at Chapman University. There's a couple of things, Joel, that I'm having trouble squaring in my head because the birth rate has been steadily declining over the last several years. But just a few weeks ago, we saw a story that California's economy grew to become the fifth largest in the world if we were our own country. The state right now is flush with cash. So don't those details contradict what you're saying?
No, they don't contradict it at all. In a funny way, it's the nature of the economic boom that we had. Almost all the income growth and high-end job growth took place in Silicon Valley.
So the fact that it's an economic boom is not good enough. It has to be a certain kind of economic boom?
Theoretically, you could have an economic boom in which, three people made $2 trillion and it looks great on paper, but it's not so great for the average person. You have a boom, but the boom really only helps a very small number of people.
Joel, outside of the economics, maybe on a societal level, what does it mean for our cities if there are fewer children?
You create a different kind of society. You create a society where there isn't really as much emphasis on improving education or the infrastructure. It's really very much a kind of self-absorbed society. The middle class really has very little role. And I think that what makes a great city is a thriving middle class, and we're seeing that decline throughout California.
Is there any upside, Joel, to a shrinking birth rate? I mean, there's got to be some positive.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of environmentalists would think this. If no one had children, it would be better. Each one of those little kids are GHG emitters. And certainly, there's a certain advantage if you don't have to accommodate children. You can be a little edgier, like, in San Francisco, where they had this whole controversy about people walking around naked. Well, I have two daughters. I don't want to live in a place with people walking around naked. But if you're in a place where, everybody's, in their 20s or 30s, what do you care?
Joel Kotkin is a professor of urban studies at Chapman University and the author of several books, including The Human City, Urbanism for the Rest of Us. Joel, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.